You're listening to the Morning News Podcast, brought to you by BigRapidsDailyNews.com, and I'm Steve Gove. Today is Election Day all across the state of Michigan. 63 counties are pursuing millage increases and renewals for their school districts, including Big Rapids. Tim Burke has the story.
Today is Election Day for residents in the Big Rapids Public School District. Superintendent Tim Haste says he hopes voters will make it possible to continue the kind of programs that have made Big Rapids Public Schools among the top 50th percentile in school rankings across the state.
May 2nd is our operational millage renewal. That's our annual renewal on non-homestead properties. Our community has been very supportive of that in years past, and we are very grateful for their continued support.
The ballot proposal asks voters in Mecosta and Newaygo counties to increase the tax to 18 mils for 2017. For the Big Rapids Radio Network, I'm Tim Burke reporting.
Mecosta County residents came out to see Case Place to give back to servicemen and women who are stationed around the country and the globe. The annual Jerky for the Troops event took place Monday. The event allows anyone to send a box filled with venison jerky, candy, personal care items, and other items to active duty military members. It's been going on for the last 15 years. Kay Sharp, a Mecosta resident, has been participating for over 10 years.
We went to town and purchased $100 worth of hard candy, gum, deodorant, stuff like that, and the kids helped us put them in the boxes, and now we're shipping them out. I think it's great. Colin's been doing it for a long time, and I think it's wonderful that he does this for the troops.
More than 700 pounds of jerky will be sent to military members through the program this year. Housing permits for single-family home construction increased just under 14% in Michigan during the first 3 months of 2017. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, there were 3,229 permits issued for the first quarter of 2017. Compare that to 2,800 for the same time period last year. The first quarter increase is encouraging news for those in the home building industry, which have been experiencing modest growth since the end of the recession. The Senate Judiciary Committee will be taking up a bill that would ban the practice of female genital mutilation in Michigan. The bills would make the practice a felony crime punishable by up to 15 years in prison. Michigan would join at least 24 other states that have laws prohibiting the procedure. The Big Rapids City Commission held their meeting last night. Tim Burke was there.
Wolverine Worldwide is getting a tax break from the city of Big Rapids. The city council approved an industrial facilities exemption certificate for the company at Monday's council meeting. Part of the agreement for the tax break is improved trees for the streets, which has been completed, and improving the parking lot at 4th Avenue and Baldwin Street, which is currently underway. Big Rapids City Manager Mark Gifford adds the tax break is not as big as it may seem.
Wolverine will not have to pay those portion of taxes on their new addition, not the whole facility. It's just the addition portion.
Gifford says another condition of the tax abatement agreement is adding new jobs at the facility. For the Big Rapids Radio Network, I'm Tim Burke reporting.
And now you're up to date. I'm Steve Gove for BigRapidsDailyNews.com.